Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, and welcome to the penultimate edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca New Year's podcast series. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as usual, your host for this podcast. Today, we're joined by Nitin Kowale, president of Cisco Canada, who will discuss a pretty momentous year for Cisco Canada in 2013, as well as what he sees coming in 2014. 2013 was the year Cisco really started to focus its partners on what it calls the Internet of Everything, the world of interconnected devices that is likely to herald the next wave of Internet growth. Nitin touches on that movement in general, as well as how it fits in with his own personal drive over the last few years to increase Canada's competitiveness on the world stage. And the networking giant ended 2013 by signing a big deal with the Ontario government. We'll find out from Nitin what partners can expect from that R&D investment, and much more. So let's get right into it. Our chat with Nitin Kowale. Nitin, thanks once again for joining us. Always a pleasure to have you on.
My pleasure. Great to talk to you again.
Let's start with perhaps your thoughts as the head of Cisco Canada on the year that was 2013. You know, what were kind of the highlights and the headlines from your point of view?
Sure. I think 2013 was a terrific year. We saw was the market and the industry accelerating in the transformation that's occurring. Obviously, every customer I go see wants to talk about cloud security, a concept of how you might get public and private clouds work together. And it's going to be a key theme for FY14 also. And then from a Cisco perspective, we did a tremendous amount of activity in terms of acquisitions in all our key areas, whether it's mobile, wireless, security, cloud. So I think what you're going to see is you're going to see that trend also continue. The other thing I think from a calendar 13 perspective for Cisco Canada was we made great progress on our 5-point plan that I've talked about before in terms of impacting the innovation and productivity curve of the country. So, you know, that talks to increasing our R&D footprint, doing research chairs and innovation centers, trying to play a more active role in venture capital. So stay tuned. We'll talk about that in the FY14 section. Smart connected communities and of course data centers. And of course we had that very large announcement with our partnership with the government of Ontario in terms of adding R&D jobs here in Canada. So those are some of the highlights from my perspective.
All right. Can you walk us through a little bit more on especially the announcement with Ontario and how that will kind of shape the business in Canada in the years to come and what partners can expect out of that that R&D announcement?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you recall, in 2011, we did a smaller deal with the province of Ontario for 300 jobs. And I think, you know, while we didn't call it that back then, I think both parties probably looked at it as a bit of a pilot project. And I can tell you, from our perspective, it was a tremendous success in terms of getting the right kind of people, seeing the interest from our business units to put jobs up here. And so that gave us the confidence to do this much larger deal, which is in two phases, as you know. And the first phase is 1,700 jobs, and if everything goes well, this could be as much as 5,000 jobs over the next decade here for Ontario. And I think why this is extremely important is that, you know, as I travel the country, I look at Ontario. There's tremendous talent here in Ontario. Obviously, the country and the province has tremendous track record in terms of innovation and technology companies. We take a look at the top three engineering schools outside of the United States are right here in Ontario. Conversely, the top four business schools are in Canada. So we know we've got tremendous talent coming out of universities. We know there's existing talent from track record. We've got great immigration policies. And governments that are open for business that are willing to partner and invest in industries that are going to accelerate the economy. So pretty exciting. The jobs will be in the R&D space. Everything from we'll be hiring everything from new graduates to masters to the people that are already in the industry. We're going to continue to look at all facets of our architectural areas. Canada historically has done some great work in route switch mobility around video. We'll also look at data center and obviously a cloud. So pretty exciting. I'm actually delighted the way this has come about. And I, as a Canadian and as an Ontarian, I think this is a fantastic deal for the province of Ontario and also for Cisco.
All right, perfect. You know, you touched on the 5-point plan, and you know, we've talked in the past a number of times about sort of your your work to improve Canada's, to advocate for the improving of Canada's competitiveness internationally. Have we started to move that needle? Have we started to close those gaps? What's your assessment of how far we've come?
Well, I think we're on the right track. I think that people are starting to realize it's time for action. You know, Robert, in all honesty, if we would have gone back a few years, there would have been more white papers and more committees being formed to study a problem that we already understand very, very well, right? And I think I think what we're seeing now is companies, organizations, they're moving towards action. And so the province of Ontario doing a deal with us, that's a perfect example of that. The federal government, for example, trying to accelerate the venture capital space here in Canada, with the announcement that we've seen recently, there's an example of that. So I think both in the public and private sector, we've moved the needle. I think we're a long way from where we need to be. But, you know, if they say knowing your problem is halfway to recovery and you start moving and acting on it, I think we're on the right track.
All right, great. Looking ahead to 2014, what are you anticipating from the year, both in terms of technology trends and in terms of business?
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things that we saw in the latter half of 2013 was Cisco introducing the concept of Internet of Everything. And the Internet of Everything really is putting together people, process, data, and things to fundamentally drive change in industries. And if you think about what we're able to do now with putting sensors, other technologies, wireless, real-time computing, near real-time computing right at the source, you're only limited by your imagination what's in the realm of the possible and fundamentally changing industries. And we've done a study that shows there's a $14.4 trillion opportunity on the business side, a profit opportunity in 20 use cases that we've done. That's if you're able to implement the Internet of Everything in those industries. We've also recently released a study that shows there's another, it adds up to about $19 trillion. There's another four to five trillion dollars in the city space as we transform cities. So there's a massive opportunity in this for businesses to drive profit and increase their relevance in the global marketplace. And if we tie this back to our innovation and productivity agenda, Rob, if you look at the industries that are material to our GDP that we have to move the needle on to drive this innovation, productivity, and ultimately raise our standard of living, you look at oil and gas, you look at utilities, you look at mining, you look at agriculture, you look at healthcare, utilities. These are fundamental industries that matter to our GDP, and they are going to benefit the most from the Internet of Everything. And I think that's important. I mean, that's a trend you're going to see accelerate dramatically. What you're going to see from that perspective is we always talk about all the changes occurred in the last 20 years since the advent of the Internet. And, you know, we've seen phenomenal things occur, productivity rise, companies come and go. And we've done all this spectacular change where we fundamentally change the way people live, work, play, and learn by connecting less than 1% of all the things that can be connected. The future, and that's why I'm so excited, is about connecting the unconnected, all those 99% of other things that aren't currently not connected but can be and can drive fundamental business change. And we've already empirically stated the kind of profit opportunities out there. So this is going to be pretty exciting from a business plan perspective. And this is not an if, it's a when. And my hope is that Canadian companies will choose their when quickly, because this is an inevitability as we look around the world. So I think that's an area that I'm quite excited about. And these kind of trends provide tremendous opportunities for our partners, because we're talking about now fundamentally changing business processes, moving the decision-making that's occurring right now that's coming out of IT, also on the business side, so we call that hybrid IT. But if you think about connecting the unconnected, it's a huge opportunity for our technologies, but a huge opportunity for our partners that provide these solutions out there. So that's a huge area. If you drill down a little bit more from a security perspective, I can tell you that everywhere I go, Security is top of mind for everyone. And so, as you know, we're tremendously focusing on it. Cloud, not just private cloud, but also public cloud. And more importantly, how you make both of those environments work together. If you were, you know, recently in Cisco Live in Milan, we just announced InterCloud, which is the ability to securely be able to manage all different kinds of workloads, whether they be private or public. And I think this is going to be the trend of the future. So, you know, I can talk a lot about all this stuff, but I'll stop there and see what other questions you might have.
Appreciate that. The Internet of Things thing, you make an eloquent case for it. And it's been about, it's coming up on a year now that Cisco has been really heavily publicizing and pushing on that direction. Are we at the point now, when it was first really, really discussed formally with partners at Partner Summit last year, the conversations I had with a lot of partners were, you know, I get that this is, you know, I see the opportunity here. I get this concept, but I don't see my bet to be made yet. Are we at a point where partners are able to sort of more actively grasp that and start making plays that relate to this Internet of Everything movement?
Yeah, I think we're getting exactly to that point. You know, people first have to kind of absorb these kind of things and say, does this make sense as a trend line for the future? And it does. And what we're seeing is pockets of excellence. Right. And I think people are going to have a first mover advantage, both on the partner side and as well as on the customer side. You know, I'll give you a simple example. Right. And I won't give, you know, we'll talk about company names, but in the oil and gas industry, where 1% increase in production makes a huge difference out of an oil well. And the old paradigm was literally going out there and taking these readings, manually taking readings, from the well, temperature, pressure, all those kind of things, coming back and having somebody analyze them, then going out there and tweaking these things, once a month, a couple times a month. And we have companies now that are out there with sensors tracking these things, you know, on a real-time basis, making real-time adjustments. And we're talking about 8 to 9% gains in output versus one. That's a game changer, right? And now, that's a difference maker in terms of competition. These kind of examples exist in every single industry. So the most important part here is to really think through the business processes that are out there and how can we, you know, break these business processes down and then reconstruct them, deconstruct them, and then reconstruct them utilizing these kind of techniques. And it's out there. So what you're going to see, I believe, in the next 12 months, are those partners and those customers that have now figured this out and start executing on it because the business cases are there. And I think what you'll see from Cisco is facilitating those partners and customers in making these moves.
All right, perfect. As you're out there talking with channel partners, and you know, in January of this year or late last year, curious what you're seeing as the general mood of the channel. How are they feeling about their prospects? How are they feeling about the opportunities out there? And how are they feeling about their customers' moods?
Well, I think what I'm sensing when I speak to the partners, and I'm really looking forward to our partners conference coming up in a couple months. Is that I think people are latching onto the IoE scenario. I think the fact that of the new consumption models, cloud, the ability to deliver solution set very quickly in a different fashion. I think people are sensing the opportunity. What's happening in the data center? You know, we're looking forward to celebrating our fifth anniversary of the UCS. But sort of what's happening with our data center solutions? What's happening with our collaboration solutions? And really coming out to the market with aggressive security solution sets. So I think the partners are bullish. I think some of these trends are very positive in terms of what's possible for our partners. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to this next calendar year, and I'm really looking forward to hearing from partners in March on sort of what's top of mind and to see how we might be able to help them push along IoE and some of these technology trends we talked about. As always, you know, we are immensely focused on partner profitability to make sure as the market and the industry goes through this transition, as our partners go to market in different consumption models, cloud models, software as a service models, that their profitability is top of mind for us.
All right, great. Any parting shots for the Canadian channel community before we wrap this up?
I think in terms of our partners, first of all, a huge thank you goes out to all of them. There's no way that we succeed without the great efforts of our channel partners. And the big thing I would say to everyone out there is that as the industry and our customers transform, let's accelerate the pace of change in the Canadian marketplace, because we have the capability between Cisco and our partners to fundamentally impact these industries and go right back to what we talked about in the beginning, Rob, which is impact the innovation and productivity curve of the country while driving prosperous business for our partners in Cisco.
All right, great. Nitin, appreciate your taking the time. Always appreciate it.
My pleasure. And we'll see you at Partners Conference.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
All right. Take care. Thanks very much.
So there you have it, another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast almost in the books. I'd like to thank Nitin for joining us and Cisco for its continuing sponsorship of ChannelBuzz.ca, as well as to the other sponsors who make this possible. And of course, thank you for listening today. We'll be back next week with the final New Year's podcast series interview with Sean Massey, Channel Sales Manager for StorageCraft Technology, who'll discuss the exploding cloud backup and disaster recovery market. But until then, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca. And I'll see you around the channel.